Why are we listening to this at the beginning of this show?
Because it's May the 4th, Chris.
What?
It's Star Wars Day.
Let it kick.
Here we go. It's about to kick.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm feeling this.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the world's greatest action sports podcast.
Here we are.
The Monday Mass.
This is a 15-minute long song. We can stop it now.
Okay. Let me stop this song. That was music inspired by Star Wars. Take it away.
It is May the 4th. It is the unofficial Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Okay, so
mean unofficial?
Well, it's official.
It's official.
It's official.
In your book.
So that song, like my mom back in the day got me a Star Wars record for my birthday, and that's what she got me. She got me basically the GoBots version of, you know, like the Go, like you're like, Mom, I want some Transformers. And she brings you home GoBots.
Yeah.
That's like the GoBots version of Star Wars.
Or what's the...
But now I love it. I freaking love disco Star Wars.
What's the bootleg Legos called?
Something
blocks.
I think they're blocks.
Blocks,
B-L-O-X. The ones with like the spikes?
Yeah.
Remember those shitty ones?
Yeah, were shitty.
We got Legos in the back and you get there, you're all, ugh.
No, that's not Legos.
Stupid.
But hi. I digress. May the 4th be with you, Todd.
And also with you.
Thank you. It's May 4th, 2021. This is the Monday Mass. It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, that's how you know it's Tuesday, because it's Monday Mass.
Well, and we wanted to, you know, we like to wait for special occasions when they line up, like they've lined up right now. That's right. May the 4th.
So, Chris, you just got back from Woodward Park City.
Oh, my gosh.
You had an action-packed, I saw you hanging with Ken Block.
Yes.
I saw you at a motocross event.
Supercross.
You were freaking...
More than moto.
Yeah, super. So well, tell me about your journey.
Yeah, I'll give you a little update, and you out there watching, if you care to listen. So basically, a while back, my family and I went to Waco, Texas with a company called Stasic. They make these balance bikes for kids. Like mini motorcycles, electric. They're awesome. We went out there and we filmed a bunch of stuff with the kids. We surfed the wave pool. We did a scavenger hunt, which was a poker run. You went out. You got a card at each station. We happened to have the best hand. So we won the sweepstakes of a family paid trip to the Supercross of our choice. We chose Salt Lake City because it's close to Park City, which is the home of Woodward Park City. And so basically put together an extreme weekend for my kids. I guess trying to impress my children is my new kind of lot in life.
Mm.
You know, took them to Supercross. My son, Roman, 9 years old, raced in the Hole Shot Challenge. Thank you, Stasic. He crashed twice on a two-lap race. So maybe Moto is not in his future. But we had a full day at Woodward. Thanks to the homie Gunny for hooking that up.
Yep.
Because Woodward in Park City is basically the best place on earth if you skateboard or if you like trampolines.
Or snowboarding.
Or snowboarding.
Biking, or BMX.
There's
or
tons.
Whatever.
There was tons of snow still. I mean, not tons, but there was a lot of snow still up on the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting because it was 80 degrees in Salt Lake City. Snow in the mountains, blue sky. Just an incredible weekend, capped off with a tour of the Hoonigan Racing headquarters. Thank you, Ken Block. My kids
think
he's way cooler than me, but they think I'm kind of cool because I know him and I got them into the HQ.
So they get it.
I think they get it. I mean, they get to do a lot of fun stuff,
mm-hmm.
especially on the vacations that we take them on, because a lot of times they're kind of geared around doing something rad with the kids.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to plug this in. Just
what are you plugging in?
Right here.
Oh.
Yeah, just this.
Goes around there. What we're doing right now is we're making sure that the live broadcast is happening on Instagram Live. So
we're counting on Todd's phone to work.
You also sent me a bunch of videos of your kids trying to emulate my son's rubber shit spine, whip. The rubber spine challenge.
What is it? So I've heard it called shit flip, shit whip, rubber spine challenge, scorp dog, air, scorp daddy,
air scorp,
Cam Scorpion.
Basically, Cam was trying to learn how to do double front flips and then just turned it into this thing where, like, it's almost like his body defies physics. And if you haven't seen this,
it's on both of our Instagrams right now.
I highly suggest, and it's probably on like scorpion, like ultimate scorpions and me and just any fails video, you can find it.
Kook Slams commented on my
it's
my
been
page.
On, and I keep getting tagged in it from like random, like million, 2 million, 3 million follow, like people getting hurt.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Kids getting hurt.
Yeah.
Teens getting hurt.
But he was fine. He actually did it again.
Yeah.
Like he repeated the actual. He's a phenomenon.
My kids tried to step to the Cam Richards level of whip flip, but the little one got a little bit of whip in his flip.
Mm-hmm.
The older one is a little more controlled.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of just went one and a half, but we tried. We did our best.
It's good.
So that's
nice
the update of
you,
my weekend.
So see you putting in an effort.
You were just home. You were just chilling.
I didn't.
Sorry, I had a great weekend.
You know what I did?
He didn't do anything. I was having an awesome
Let
weekend.
Me tell you what I did this weekend. I shingled a shed in the back, which was also had a whole bunch of like really precise, weird cuts. I'm not like geometry and me. I just try to work it out.
Just try to flex on
it. I'm not good at it, Chris. I'm not good at geometry.
I'm sorry.
There, I said it.
Don't let Todd shit on your shingle.
And then we put together a sauna. That was a nightmare.
Oh.
So it was just.
Wait. Are you inviting me into the sauna?
We went to go plug the sauna in, and it has one of those plugs that's for like 20 amp.
A washing machine?
Not exactly a washing machine, but it's like a 20 amp plug.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, to my wife, I'm like, hey, did you know that this doesn't go in there? And she's all, oh. So now we have to have someone come and wire up some bullshit.
Your DIY job.
It's never that easy, Chris.
I was just skateboarding. I was having a good time.
Let's get into our podcast.
Okay.
And first, we're going to start off with our sponsors. Chris, peel one off from the top.
Okay, here we go. As you all know by now, youonline.com is our home away from home. And You Online, along with our homie Chris Cantore, are putting together a concert series right on the water in San Diego. It's called the Sundown Sessions. And coming up,
mm-hmm.
Donovan Frankenreiter, Ripping Surfer. Here's my opinion of Donovan. Underrated for how good he surfs.
One of the better stiff guy bottom turns ever.
Oh my gosh. Just the like bottom turns, everything. Donovan Frankenreiter rips way harder than you may think. But he also, as you probably already know, is a world-renowned,
mm-hmm.
multi-platinum selling artist. So he's doing Sundown Sessions. They had G-Love and Special Sauce out there.
Oh, Glove?
Glove was there. So go to You Online on Instagram, at You Online, and you can get your tickets there.
There you go.
We got Bubs Naturals in the building. At Bubs Naturals, use the code MASS20 for a 20% discount. Beneath, BN3TH Apparel. So, Todd, I got a couple pairs of new underpants.
Okay.
One of them, they were kind of like a tie-dye. They're like white base with a multicolor tie-dye on them. And they have, it's called Tencel. It's like the tag on the underpants, Tencel.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the sustainable underwears that Beneath make. So these are the best underwear on the planet already. But this particular pair, so comfortable, so just breathe everything about this pair of underpants I am in love with. So if you're going to get some Beneath underpants, get the Beneath with Tencel technology. It's like an angel is grabbing you by the undercarriage and just swirling you with just joy and love and comfort.
Do you remember the Simpsons episode when...
Why are you talking so quiet?
Because I just remembered something that was so crazy. Do you remember the Simpsons episode when when they're like, oh, it's the internet. And Homer goes, oh, isn't that the mesh lining inside swim trunks? Or maybe it's Barney. And then he goes, oh, I just logged out on the internet. Like,
she has his underwear.
It was great. That has nothing to do with the tinsel.
Beneath Apparel. We've got a code there too. Mass 20, mm-hmm. I believe. I just say Mass 20 on everything. We should really know what these
shouldn't
codes
it just be
are.
Mass 20 like,
across the
top
board,
top to bottom.
Wow. If you go, just go buy Beneath Apparel underpants.
Just start entering codes.
Trees will get planted in on your behalf.
Try
your
to hack
undercarriage
it.
Is just going to be sweet.
Just on checkout, just try to hack it.
Hack
with,
it
like,
off.
Different codes.
Hanson Surfboards, at Hanson Surfboards. Of course, you know, these are OGs here in town, and you can get it if you're in Encinitas, or you can get it if you're out of Encinitas by going to the website, hansonsurfboards.com. K2 Snowboarding. I got a K2 Snowboard right there. It's called the Simple Pleasures 151. And hopefully I will be riding that in about a year from now.
A year?
Well, I didn't snowboard in Park City. Could have, maybe. But there was no...
Snow?
There was snow, but all the lifts were turned off.
Right.
What does that mean?
They're going to do there's a hiking park. We can get into that.
Okay, that's snow news. It will be brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. Yeah. Panic and Coffee and Tea, at Panic and Coffee and Tea. You know it. Chemistry Surfboards, at Chemistry Surfboards on Instagram. Go there. Look at boards.
They have some
order
new,
board,
some new boards. They have some new boards.
Nude boards?
No, not nude.
Oh, new boards.
New.
New greens? At New Greens. I just shook up a batch of New Greens. I'm feeling great.
And, you know, you can get New Greens, pure prescriptions. Get in there. Get yourself healthy.
What do you got here? You got a box over here. Todd's got a box over here. He can finally, literally, rest easy.
I can go to sleep.
Todd has his favorite.
I'm always calling Chris for the NanoCraft CBD.
Nighttime.
Night. I always run out. Dude, and this is one of those weird times where, like, you have a sponsor for something and you actually freaking use it to the point of, like, when I run out, I go and buy it.
Yeah. So good. Use the code MASS20.
MASS20.
Use the code MASS20 on NanoCraft CBD.
You can also, they also have this muscle and joint stick.
You get me with that right here.
I've been using it as deodorant. You get them up.
Ah.
How's that?
Thank you, Todd. See, we do use this stuff and we love it. NanoCraft CBD, at NanoCraft CBD. Use the code MASS20. Adventure.io. Get the app. Take an adventure. The world is opening in front of our eyes. You're going to be vaccinated. It's opening, though, and there's adventures happening. And a lot of them are outside, so you can do these adventures sans mask.
Mm.
Yeah. They're happening.
Yeah.
You want to get to the show?
Yeah, let's bust it out.
Surf News is brought to you by Hanson Surfboards. OGs in Encinitas and globally on hansonsurfboards.com. You want a Boost Mobile Margaret River Pro presented by Corona Update, Todd?
Boom. John Florence.
That's
what
Todd's update.
The fuck barrel on Saturday, I think.
Yeah. Big waves.
That was the craziest barrel that didn't look like it was going to happen, and then it just happened.
Quite the juxtaposition between the first two events in Australia, which were in fun waves, in relatable waves. Margaret River, not very relatable, because I'm not paddling 300 yards through shark-infested water to surf 20-foot faces, scary rights that look really hard to surf, unless you're at the elite level, which these surfers were ripping the shit out of this place.
That's right. Didn't the event get canceled last year because of the shark? No, well...
Postponed. But... The idea that surfers nowadays are riding, we're looking at 15-foot faces, probably.
And chunky.
And there is no hesitation, bottom turn, top turn, on a freaking 20-foot face.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. And they're riding 6'3s, 6'4s. So surfing's come a long way. This is, I feel like, exactly what the surfers on tour wanted, needed to really show what they are capable of. And... starting with the women, they're in the quarterfinals already as we speak. We're recording this Monday, May 4th. So how it is now, you've got the usual suspects involved. Steph, Carissa, Tyler, Tati, Jean Defay, Sally Bronte, Isabella. Isabella Nichols, who almost died in her heat. Her leash got stuck to a piece of reef.
Oh, Lord.
And she was doing the... Has this ever happened to you?
Yeah.
This has happened to me, too.
Yeah.
This happened to me on a 2-foot day at a local reef, and the water was waist deep. I don't know what, I went into like a cave and my arms were out of the water. My head was underwater. My leash was stuck. It was gnarly scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you went over the falls.
Something happened underwater, and I was literally like looking at the ocean up here, and I couldn't get there. And luckily, I was able to get my leash off.
Did you go full panic?
No, it wasn't that long, but
I had my leash wrapped around a coral head in Fiji. I was telling somebody about this the other day in the water. It wrapped around a coral head, and I was at restaurants, and a set's coming, and everyone starts paddling, and all of a sudden, I just started going underwater.
Oh,
it was the craziest feeling. And then, like, even after I took my leash off, my board was still stuck on, like, stuck
tombstoning.
It sucked.
Gnarly. Yeah, that happened to Isabella Nichols in a heat. She still won her heat.
Heavy.
The big upset on the women's side for goofy footers everywhere. I'm sorry, Caroline Marks, out. She won the first event, number one in the world.
Yep.
Or she won the second event. So Caroline Marks with some up and down kind of results. But you're looking at the, you know, right now, Carissa's looking unstoppable. Stephanie Gilmore, of course. This is going to be a fun quarterfinal to watch, for
sure.
And
then in the men department.
The men. You said it. John Florence on fire, as always. Western Australia. John Doe Florence, that is a great match right there.
Do you think it's because the wave power is very similar to what it is in Hawaii?
I think so. I think you got open ocean waves, wind, gnarly conditions. And obviously, John thrives in those conditions. But I also think that the fact that he's been there so many times, he's filmed crazy video parts there. Surfers a lot of times tend to thrive in, you know, like, John will thrive everywhere. I mean, you wouldn't say John's like the guy in Huntington Beach, but anywhere else in the world, and you look at the rest of the field, and you've got certain waves that just suit people really well. So yeah,
I think it's he does really well where you don't have to manufacture your own speed.
Right. I hope John wins this event. Jeremy Flores took out local threat, everybody's favorite rookie, Jack Robinson. It makes sense, but no one really saw that coming. You look at on the heat draw, Jack Robinson, West Oz, you're like, yes, and then you kind of forget that J-Flo is so good in big, scary waves, a veteran, so you're not going to beat him. He's not going to make a mistake in a heat. So he took – that was the kind of the big upset on the men's side. You've got the big dogs still in play, Jordy, Julian, Gabriel, Italo. There are six Brazilians left in the draw. Four of them are in the same matchups, so some of them are going to be out. Connor Coffin was another one of the top five surfers that lost out early. Winds are forecasted to be a little wild over the next couple days, so we'll see what happens. But depending on when you listen to this podcast, congratulations, John Florence, on winning the contest.
Let me throw this at you as a wild card.
Throw it.
Just came into my ear about an hour ago.
Breaking news.
The Mexico WSL event might be off.
I saw that on Beach Grit. I will take that with a grain of sand from Beach Grit. I've heard nothing contrary to that. I cannot confirm nor deny.
I mean, they're pretty good. Like, it just seems like their track record is pretty good of shit actually being
really
legit. Sure.
I think it's about 60-40.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's big. It's like a big headline. But then if they're wrong, the retraction is very small.
Oh,
like most news sources.
I see what you're saying.
But I'm with you there. Maybe I'm going to go 80-20.
80-20?
I can't, you know, I go to Beach Grit every day at least 2-3 times a day.
So what do you think? Does it track?
I mean, I don't really know. Because it does track and it doesn't track because there's so much happening, so many moving pieces. You've got the ISA World Surfing Games coming up in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. You've got the Olympics coming up in like 60 days or something in a month or 2 months, end of July. So there's a lot where the WSL before just kind of had to worry about their own tour, CTQS. But now they've got to worry about ISA World Games, which every surfer that wants to be in the Olympics, qualified or not, has to be there.
I wonder if that's...
And that is in the end of May.
Which is right around the same timeline as when they were going to have that event at Barra.
But it wouldn't have been. It wouldn't have crossed over. And now it's just a matter of how to get to here. So they're gonna figure it out.
Interesting.
And any pro surfer that complains about having to go to El Salvador and surf for a week, cry me a river. Like 99% of surfers in the world would be so happy, so excited to go on a surf trip to El Salvador where the waves are perfect. Have you seen videos from the site of the World Surfing Games?
No.
Perfect. Like lowers on steroids.
Wow.
Rights and lefts. So
all right.
Any pro that gets paid six figures plus to surf, if you're going to whinge about going to a beautiful tropical place for a week, you're whinging up the wrong tree.
Are there people whinging?
I don't know. I'm sure. A pro surfer whinging? No. They don't whinge, do they? Your face just told me they do. Back to John Florence. Maps of home. You want to know how good John Florence is? You don't believe us? Watch Maps of Home. This is him surfing in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Where he's really good.
Yeah, he's good there.
This is the John Florence podcast. Thanks for listening.
Chris,
on the flip side,
can we talk Hawaii for a second?
Like pigeon?
No, we're not going to speak.
Talk about. Yes.
So I have this incredible idea.
I've got this incredible opportunity for you to invest.
Could be.
What?
You could invest in this.
Okay.
So you know how, like, when you go to you go to Hawaii and odds are your rental car is going to get the window busted out.
Yeah, you got a 50-50 shot. 50-50 for sure.
Shot. Let's say you want to go surf somewhere where you got to park on the road.
Yep.
You know,
Richards Highway.
Right. So I have come up with this new product, and it's called Howley Glass. Have I ever told you about this?
No.
Have we talked about this in the podcast before?
Howley Glass.
It's called Howley Glass, and what it is really is you know the sugar glass that stuntmen jump through?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what you do is you roll down the window in your rental car, and you sprinkle the patent-pended Howley glass on the seat.
Oh, so it looks like it's already been broken.
And then you can just leave all your shit in the car.
You can use this everywhere.
Right. Howley glass.
Or the thing is usually you take all your stuff out of the car, and it still gets broken into. So this is a way. You take all the stuff out of your car.
Yes.
You sprinkle the glass.
Broke the window.
That's... Because Howley could be, offensive.
Offended?
No, I'm not offended.
But it's like usually
I am very Howley.
But I think it's a good idea.
Yes.
I like it, like a Spencer's Gifts.
Yeah.
You would find that.
I like that.
There you go.
Okay. Well, if anybody out there wants to invest in, do you call it? Broke the glass?
Broke the glass.
Broke the glass. And you can have different tint, depending on the car you have.
Right.
Okay. Good idea.
There you go.
Back to the internet. Do you know who Andy Nieblas is?
Yes, he is a Quicksilver team rider.
Yes.
Longboarder, just released a brand new pair of trunks. I feel like this is a Quicksilver advert.
Well, you know, I've been a fan of Andy Nieblas. I thought it was Andy Nieblas, but it's Andy Nieblas because he introduced himself in the video called Spam, riding single fins and very retro.
He's
surfboards.
He's got a retro look. He's got like a retro mustache.
He's got a mustache. But man, is he surf good. Really cool to watch. And there's a fine line, I think, with some of these quote-unquote retro surfers or loggers where some of them can look like they're trying a little too hard to like style it out. But I think Andy Nieblas is authentic in his approach and well-respected and surfs so good.
There's a lot of them that surf my local zone.
Yeah.
And they unironically push around. I told you about this story where the dude was like pushing around on basically the shittiest skateboard ever, like old school banana board.
Yeah.
Not ironically. Like he was super, super short shorts.
Yeah.
Had like a haircut look like out of the 70s.
I know mustache. Who you're talking about. And I met this kid last week.
I'm just like, fucking stop.
Why? He's loving it.
Because.
Is it bothering you?
Yes.
Well,
we've.
You don't have to do it, Todd. You don't have to ride a single fin. Nobody's forcing you to wear short shorts.
Let that kid have a good time. I'm saying is these motherfuckers growing up right now, they didn't have to sit and smoke.
There's a van right there.
They didn't have to stay.
There's his van.
They didn't have to eat in smoking sections. They didn't have to have smoking sections on the airplane. Wait, or have mercury in your fillings.
Some of us
fucking lived that shit. And we've advanced beyond it.
Todd says don't wear your short shorts around him.
Don't era appropriate my childhood.
And on the counterpoint to that, ride whatever you want. Wear a short shorts. You know, if you're nuts
fuck
and hanging
you.
Out while you're doing your bottom turns, more power to you. I was trying to compliment Andy Nieblas.
Okay, but
and you
we,
took it to a dark place.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of people that are like era appropriating. Is that a thing? Yes, it is.
Yeah, is that it a is crime? Now. Is that a crime to you?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Todd and I are on the other side, on opposite sides of the fence on that topic.
I'm going to have cancer because of the era that I grew up in, while you just dip your feet in the nostalgia of the 70s and 80s. Fuck you.
In other surf news, if you want to go dark, one block from here, my home break.
Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible wave, but made worse today because a dead body washed up on the beach.
Fuck off.
Right there.
Fuck off.
I was running with my beautiful fiance, Carolyn.
Did you
Carolyn.
See the dead body?
Hi. I love you. We were running the stairs. Unlike any other morning, just same old thing. 5 minutes after we got home from running at 7 a.m. this morning, sirens, the neighbors started going outside, milling about what's happening. Dead body washed up on the beach. Could be related to the tragedy that just happened a day or two ago down in Point Loma.
Shit.
Where
South Swell.
A human smuggling vessel crashed or whatever happened. They've already found two bodies. Really, I mean, this is so sad.
Dude, that is crazy.
It might be.
You could have had if the kids found it, they could have had like a Stand By Me moment.
You want to see a dead body? That's horrible.
It's gross. Anyways. Dead bodies.
Yeah, that's gnarly. Dead body at the local beach. More reason not to come surfing in Leucadia, right?
I can't believe it. What do you do? If you roll up on a dead... Like, because you would have been jogging, and then I'm sure someone kind of found it. There's probably people surfing. They probably found it in the... Like, it was probably floating in the lineup.
Waves look good this morning.
They were, yeah.
So it would be horrible, atrocious to see a dead body on the beach.
Would you be tripped
but
out?
But what about if you were surfing
and a dead
and
body
you're sitting there and you look over
and there's a dead body?
And you got a floater on there on your hands.
Would it traumatize you to see a dead body? Do you think?
No.
Some people
I've
say
seen a
be...
dead body before.
Have you really?
Yeah. What? I saw a dead body in Venezuela on a trip.
Really?
Yeah. I saw a dead body. I've seen two dead bodies on the train tracks. You couldn't. You wouldn't say they're bodies, more like body parts.
Bits.
Bits and bobbins of a bobby.
I see.
Buddy.
I'm not
making light of death. Death is. I mean, that's like the final frontier.
It really is.
May the fourth be with you, Tom.
Right. That, wait, that was the other one.
In better news, my glasses. They're by a company called Rain. The owner of Rain is a long lifetime friend, Justin Height.
Mm-hmm.
Battled cancer for the past year.
I've heard.
Just yesterday, look, I'm getting chills talking about it. Just yesterday, I saw some killer surf shots of Justin Height. Boom, big snaps, airs, cancer-free,
sick.
Kicked cancer's
that's
ass.
That's fucking awesome.
Love to hear that. And that's what we're leaving surf news on, a
Wait,
high note.
I'm gonna leave us on a transitional...
Okay, transitional?
Transitional surf into skate news.
Surf into skate.
Skate news is brought to you by Adventure.io.
Get
out Get
there
the
app.
And
what are
have
you
an
doing?
Adventure.
You don't have the app? What, you don't want an adventure? Well, your life is great. No, your life could be better on an adventure. Adventure.io.
Are you dipping your toe in the nostalgia of the 70s and 80s?
Do you
want to
surf a retro board with Todd Richards? He'll do it.
Listen to this shit.
Okay, go.
So yesterday or the day before, Kai Lenny posted a clip of him online.
In a harness.
With his freaking skate ramp harness bullshit. Okay.
Come on, Kai.
What is going on? And
don't tell me you don't want to try it, though.
No, I don't want to try it.
I want to try it.
So I put this on my Instagram. Like, to me, it's the gooniest thing ever.
His presentation
Kai
makes
Lenny
it endearing.
Is the gnarly, like one of the gnarliest human beings on the planet. But you cannot argue that.
Right.
He's a freaking maniac. Okay. Are you fucking serious?
Big
right
Kai
now?
Lenny fan outside.
Yeah. So anyway,
up.
So you got this harness that is basically supposed to like make it so that you can't slam. And it's not even a vert ramp, Chris. It's like a maxi mini. It's like a 6 foot high, 7 foot high maxi mini ramp. It's not even a vert ramp. So you've got this harness so that it makes it so you can't slam. But the whole, and I put this on my Instagram with like the X Files.
You were mad.
Yeah. And all these people commented, mainly vert dogs. They were like, what the hell is going on here? Like the whole part of skateboarding is pain is your teacher.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I see that, and I remember as a kid that would kind of be your like dream. I think Kai, if you can handle getting a Jaws 50-foot wave on your head, you can handle slamming on a mini ramp.
Right.
But at the same time, I would like to try it just to see what it's like. But I'm wondering how much they're are they paying Kai to?
Who? I thought he made it himself.
No, I think it's a.
There's like a brand?
I don't know. I see. It's like if anyone else did it, I'd clown it. But Kai Lenny can kind of do whatever he wants.
But I'm telling you, you can't just because you're like Mr. Frickin' Surfy Kitey, blah blah blah, and you're gnarly, doesn't mean that you
Mr. Surfy Kitey
doesn't mean you can come in and frickin' nerf skateboarding.
Well, skateboarding. Why don't you talk to Kai about it?
I just did.
You called him?
He's a big fan of the show.
He's a huge. He's listening now.
Just don't stop nerfing. Stop nerfing what?
Stop. Maybe. How about this? I'm going to have Kai come on the show.
Right.
Trash talk you.
Yeah.
Because you keep threatening to get the Foo Fighters on the show to trash talk me.
Well, you keep saying you don't like them.
I like that first album. But
hey.
Hey, Foos. You know, Todd loves you.
Some other skateboard news. Speaking, we're going to go from nerfing to just like the most hardcore freaking rah.
Okay.
Have you seen the Lee Ralph short documentary?
Oh, Lee Ralph.
It's pretty rad.
I've hung out with Lee Ralph before.
What?
Yeah, in New Zealand? Australia.
Or Australia. Yeah.
Hung out with Lee Ralph in Australia. I don't know how or like why. Recently? But it was. I mean, this is probably 10 years ago, but
like during a Vans thing.
I think so. Yeah. Like I don't remember how or why, but I remember hanging out with Lee Ralph and just thinking. I remember like his graphics from the early days.
Yeah, I ran so many of his pro model.
He used to have like red hair and just a beard and just messed up.
He doesn't. Teeth. He has like 7 teeth.
Yeah, amazing skateboarder. Barefooted ripper.
His little documentary thing. I just stumbled upon it. It's freaking rad.
Stumbled upon it. You know what? I just thought of this idea. What's you should that? Call Albie and ask him about the skate trainer because I know he's tried it.
Ugh. I feel like we always have Albie on, but you can't.
You don't like Albie? Oh.
Here,
fine.
I'll call him. You continue on with skate news.
Okay.
We'll
see. He might not answer.
We also have the Do Tours coming up, which is the big
there you go.
Big qualifier thing.
Well, we'll get to that. Mason Silva and Real Skateboards teamed up to do a serious, amazing skate nerd out, which I know we all freaked on and are continuing to freak on. So promoting a new Real deck, Mason Silva... recreates Nautis's.
I saw that. I watched it this
Streets
morning.
Streets of Fire.
It's really cool.
It's Streets of Fire, right?
Yeah, it's the one where he spins around the fire
spins
hydrant.
Spins around the hydrant. Mason Silva does it. So Nautis got together and made a Real board. Yeah. Pretty cool. But this is actually really cool, too. Red Bull took over an airport in Louisiana, made it a skate park. Did you see that shit?
It's not the first time they've done this.
Albie Layer screened my call, which is fine. I'll call Kai. I don't care. I know it's not the first time they've done it, but pretty cool.
They did it once in Helsinki a little while ago, too. But it's really cool where you go in and they... I believe it was it in Ohio or Atlanta? Where was it?
Probably Latvia.
No. It was here in the U.S.
It was here.
And the one they just did was...
In Louisiana.
Louisiana, okay. So what they did was they basically set up a bunch of ramps... And different kind of obstacles in the actual terminal.
Yeah.
So they incorporated into the skate stuff like the smooth surfaces of the floor, and then maybe like some pilings, and then like the luggage carousel thing.
Well,
the shit that you want to skate when you're in the airport.
Yeah, and that's the best part about it. Jake Wooten, amazing. We love Jake. We're in the Wooten clan. he kind of puts it best, saying like, when you go into airports, and especially if you have ever played Tony Hawk Pro Skater, mm-hmm. it changed your perception of the world, right? And you go into the airport, San Diego airports, for example, there is the most perfect transitioned
pilings, yeah.
columns, mm-hmm. inside and outside.
Is that him?
Yeah. This is Albie Layer, ladies and gentlemen.
Albie
Layer.
Hello, sir.
We're cold calling you because Todd just went on a rant about Kai Lenny's skate swing. He doesn't like it.
Why don't you like it?
Because it's cheating. It's like having like a Nerf football.
Yeah, but Kai Lenny's not trying to be a pro skater.
Doesn't so
burn.
Doesn't matter.
I said I wanted to try it. Have you ever tried it?
I did, like a long time ago when I was like 10. It was really, really fun.
So basically you got a U-shaped half pipe. For those who don't know, you got a U-shaped half pipe. In the middle, there's like a crane or something, and you're attached to a bungee cord and like a, what do you call those things?
Yeah, it's like a zip line that goes back and then it stops.
Oh.
So like it keeps tension as it goes up. And then it goes across and then stops and keeps tension as it goes up.
Sounds right. like a bunch of bullshit to
Todd's
me.
Todd's pissed. Calm down. So
Todd's just too OG, dude. He didn't have foam piss. He didn't have any of that.
That's right.
Todd,
yeah. Damn straight.
Todd's talking about hard. Growing up in smoking sections for some reason. Look, so he doesn't want Kai riding this ramp.
We can't all have steroids.
Let him have fun. I'm with you, Albie. I think it's fun to try. You know, I'm not mad. And Kai, I think Kai can kind of do whatever he wants.
Yeah, Todd, you should come serve Jaws without a pole suit.
Yeah.
Without a what?
Without a pole suit.
Well, yeah, that's
dude, like
that's what I'm talking
90s.
About. That's the same.
So rude.
That's the same analogy. You guys all wear pole suits though.
Yeah, Todd would be a big wave surfer these days.
Yeah, because I have like two pole suits.
Yeah. That's the big reason why we called you. But while we have you on the phone, how are you? Give us a quick update. What's going on in the life of Albie Layer, our favorite guest here on the Monday Mass, our only guest, really.
Really?
Yeah.
We're in Costa Rica right now doing a Stamp High event.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. We're
give us a freaking...
Oh,
tell us what's going on.
Exclusive.
Oh, dude. I don't even... Nothing really crazy has happened yet. It's only day one, so...
Okay.
Everyone's just kind of slowly warming up. That's... But Aaron Brooks did a sick air yesterday.
That was actually really why we were calling, because Todd and I know all about,
our fingers are on the pulse.
Yeah,
he
just had a little sweet talk first.
Okay, so Costa Rica, that's awesome. And who are you doing airs with and against?
There's a bunch of people. Oh. Like Matt's here. There's a ton of people, though. I don't know if I can name everyone.
Who got, what's the Brazilian kid that just got hurt?
Yeah, his face got stabbed.
So we know about stuff.
Matisse?
But yeah.
Yeah, he's here.
And he got hurt, but he's okay?
Yeah, yeah. I think they pulled the stitches out of him today, so he's all good.
Matias Hurdy, that dude is gnarly.
Yeah.
So, Albie, can you win this thing for us?
I would love to. I need the waves to get a little bigger, though, I think. Right. A little windier.
We will send some swell and some wind down.
Maybe you could string a line over the ocean and
just find a little ramp to practice on. I'd be fine.
Yeah. All right. Albie, I'll see you on the skate swing when you get back in Costa Rica.
More like sex swing.
Good luck down there in Costa Rica. Albie Layer is going to be winning Stab High for the Monday Mass audience. Not for Todd.
Got you guys.
For me.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. See, we know people.
Albie Layer. Ladies and gentlemen.
A skate swing enthusiast like me and Kai Lenny. Todd, not so much.
Sex swing.
Back to skate news.
Go ahead.
So, as I always say, every week I go and just do a classic internet search for skateboarding news. One of the skateboarding news hits was Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk does... skateboard giveaway. Skateboard covered in blood. Is this a good or gross? So Tony Hawk went to his Instagram. He was skating his ramp, doing something Tony Hawk-ish, which is always awesome on the vert ramp.
You bleed.
He smashed his shins, bled all over his board. Then he put the board up for auction, and everybody was very excited. And then, like, actually, when it kind of came down, like, here's the board, and it's covered in blood.
I wonder if
he's rad.
What if that kid cloned Tony Hawk?
Oh my god, he took the DNA off the blood.
Yeah.
I heard that if you take one drop of Tony Hawk blood, and just put it like under your tongue for 10 minutes, you can do 360s at least after that. On a jump ramp. With a sex swing.
With a sex swing.
Skate swing. I've thought of a skate swing on a vert ramp, to be honest, TBH.
Well, so if you... Maybe I should redefine this.
Back it up. Maybe I should backpedal a little bit.
If you have a skate swing over... Is that what it's called? A skate swing?
Yeah. No, a skate swing is a skateboard deck that's on a rope.
Oh, yeah, I have one of those. We had one.
Yeah, I had that.
But if you want to have one of these zit lines over your skate, at least put it on a vert ramp.
Okay. I'll tell Kai. Mm-hmm. I'm friends with Kai.
All right.
He speaks highly of you.
Yeah, I'm sure.
New Jersey's John Gardner. John. One of my favorite current skateboarders is now pro for Creature. Released a really awesome pro video. In other video news, last week we got to see a very special episode of Jeff Grosso's Love Letters to Skateboarding, all about Jeff Grosso, who passed away a year ago last week.
You know what I think is really crazy? Okay, so, you know, Jeff's legacy notwithstanding in skateboarding, but also, you know, Grosso's ramp,
yes,
the Vans ramp. That park in Huntington Beach still hasn't opened. It's still freaking closed.
The Vans
skate park? What the hell's going on?
Huntington Beach has got some issues.
It is kind of weird. Like you can go to the other public skate parks and skate, but for some reason you can't go to the Huntington Beach skateboard park.
Maybe there was a White Lives Matter protest there, and they just needed to keep it shut.
I know.
No, I got a love hate relationship with Huntington Beach.
Okay.
I love it for some reasons. Others just. Hey,
yeah.
I think the U.S. Open might be happening this summer.
Really?
We'll dip back into surf news just a little bit, but now we're back into
skateboarding. We're all over the place.
One of my favorite female skateboarders, Brianna Gearing. Brianna has teamed up with Vans and Antisocial Skate Shop to make, she did a video called Credits, amazing, but just now dropped a new video about her, a documentary made by our friends Patrick O'Dell, and he did a really cool little mini doc about Brianna. Their newest collection, Brianna and Vans, it's a nod towards gender neutrality. And I checked out the collection and I want every piece of it.
It's cool.
It's for any gender. That's not like these are girls' shoes. These are shoes for skateboarding and clothes for skateboarding.
Cool.
And I will be trying to get the whole collection.
There you go.
Shortly. I've got a couple skate video drops I'd like to tell you about.
All right.
Roman Pabich, ATV ruler, dropped a video on Thrasher that's hectic.
And where is good the, shit. Is a lot of it from the Oceanside Park?
It's more street stuff.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, street chomping.
Very cool.
Matt James, the first black bachelor on the show The Bachelor.
I don't watch it.
I don't either. What is it?
The Bachelor.
They have the roses and they say this is your final rose and they give it to a girl or a guy and she cries and then they go to the room and they have sex with a couple of different people and then they decide. I've never seen it.
What?
The Matt James is a ripping skateboarder.
He is?
He showed up on the Barracks. They made a little mini doc on him.
Define ripping.
Feeble grind down six stair rail.
All right. Okay.
Board sliding six. I mean, like doing shit that I'm not doing. Yeah. So Matt James, not only the bachelor, but also a ripping skateboarder. And if you were one of the ladies that he didn't pick or you didn't pick him, you blew it because he can feeble grind six stairs.
There you go.
Rails. That's all I got for skate news. We got Dew Tour coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's the mad rush right now to qualify for this, making the coveted three slots?
Yes.
Four slots?
You know what? I'm going to back it up a little bit because there were some some big events going on over the last over the weekend. I want to say CATF. Mm-hmm. I kept looking on there, and you know, you got Pedro Barros doing the laser flips 360s over the freaking volcano. Insane. You got Jamie Foy. What do you do? A kickflip back 50 or like switch flip? I mean,
all the heavies, they're just destroying the heavies are the in town right now because they've been kind of like showing up at Poods.
Yeah,
and I've been hearing stories of them.
We'll see if they're there for Adult Swim Thursday morning.
They just opened up in town.
I know. Should we keep it like a secret spot?
It's not really a secret spot. According to the people that went there on Saturday, it was like
5,000 people. Yeah. Well, got to get there early.
I think it's kind of like mini.
It's a mini park.
Mini swim.
And for those people who don't live in Encinitas, sorry.
Sorry.
You don't know what we're talking about.
Sucks to be youth.
We'll have a full update of the Olympic skateboarding standings next week.
Okay.
I get maybe if we remember.
Are we and then we go to Dew Tour on Wednesday, right?
Is that next Wednesday? Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Fuck. All right.
We'll be doing this show from Des Moines, aka Dew Moines, aka the place that has the biggest skate park in the country.
That's right.
Brand new. That was skateboarding news. Snow news is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. K2 Snowboarding, home of Sage Kotzenberg, one of the best to ever do it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You have this on there, which is good because the Snowcats video just
Snowcats?
Came out. Monsters, Monster Energy drink, you know, drink it.
My friend.
Lose your mind.
Yeah, my friend Ken Block
drinks Monster.
Yeah.
I hung
out with Ken Block yesterday. Go ahead.
Okay. All women's.
Oh, should I call him?
Monster Snow movie.
Sorry.
Snow. Is it a film? Is it a movie? It's like a video.
Snowcats.
Snowcats.
Digital film.
Digital
video.
Digital presentation.
Jill Perkins.
Yep.
Jill Perkins ripping.
Yeah, ripping.
In Snowcats.
So that went down. Also, the World Quarterpipe Championships was back this past weekend.
Wow, there's a lot of really. Valley. There's a lot of kind of like oddity events happening in the last.
It's
the
season,
tail end
it's like
of the
season. Season ender, trying to squeeze it all in.
It's like coming up next. Just curb snowboarding.
Curbs
on snow.
So that was really, really cool.
I like those funny events.
The quarterpipe events, those are always some of the most challenging.
Yeah.
Great year-ending vibe at Squaw Valley. Squaw, still open.
Really?
Still open. The sweet spot is between about 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. It's very short.
That's chili bread bowl time
it
now.
It is chili bread bowl time. But the snow just softens up at 11, and then by 1 o'clock, it's just taters.
It's like a waterfall.
That's right.
I talked about it 45 minutes ago.
What's up?
I was at Park City at Woodward,
mm-hmm.
and there was snow on the hill. There was actually people, there was a tow rope, little mini park area.
Yeah, the little hike park, yeah. They call it.
So that was cool to see. There's still snow up there. I mean, I got a question. If they shut a resort,
yep.
Are you still allowed to hike up at the resort?
I think in some places because it's National Forest Service and that land is not, you know, once the lease is over for that year.
You get to use
you
it
get to use
as
it,
an American
you
citizen.
Are, there's no ski patrol or whatever.
Right. So could I hike up Mammoth?
Mammoth's still open.
Oh, well then I don't have to hike.
No, and actually right now they're doing I believe it's a Red Bull training camp up there. There's a lot of people at Mammoth right now. Chucking themselves. They've got like a bunch of jumps.
Chucking and tossing.
And I think they're going to make a super pipe all sweet for them up there too, if I'm not mistaken. So there is definitely some snow shredding to be had.
We're still seeing really great footage from Holy Bully. You were there the other weekend. We're about to see a car crash. No. Sorry. Darn it. Sorry. False alarm.
Do you like car crashes?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't like the sound they make. I do... Once we get to nerd news, I'm going to tell you about.
You know
my
when
car
you hear like a big screech,
yeah.
Do you wait for the car the
yeah.
thud?
I remember, and I don't think I'm a kook for this, but I used to think Dane Cook was super funny,
mm-hmm.
and one of his funniest bits was he was in the kitchen. He's like, "I was in the kitchen," and he heard a car crash. I was in the kitchen and I came out, and he talks about going out and like being with the neighbors, and no matter how the temperature is, you're always like shivering watching a car crash. Like, oh. And he's like, he came out with his shoes off. Shoes? No, I didn't have time for shoes. Dane Cook, you might not think it's funny anymore, but I used to think it's funny.
Well, the original car crash would be Eddie Murphy, like that when he's, you know, when he talks about like, do we have any witnesses? That the original Eddie Murphy,
yeah.
I think it's from Delirious, is freaking
wow.
The car crash.
Yeah. You got any more snow news?
No, we're done.
Snow way. Okay, Nerd News is brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. My recommendation to you.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know if you're going to like this, because there's no lasers, there's no robots, there's no...
Are there monsters?
Yes.
Oh.
There's a new Netflix documentary series out called Sasquatch.
Is it about the Sasquatch Festival in Oregon? Because there are some monsters at that thing.
It's...
Is it about Bigfoot?
Yes.
Actual
and
Bigfoot?
And no.
And no.
The crux of the show. So it's this investigative journalist who is just a total badass. He's up in like Mendocino, Humboldt County area. All right. All the right. Green Triangle.
Yep.
Where all the best herbs from. Well, the best herb... area is also the area in the United States where the most missing people. Mm-hmm. So it's like hundreds of people every year go up to the Green Triangle to work. Mm-hmm. We saw this in Murder Mountain, similar thing. They go up to work and they're murdered or they disappear into the mountains.
Okay.
So the beginning of the series is all about Sasquatch. I don't want to spoil it, but it goes into all things meth.
Really?
Hell's Angels.
You got me.
Murder.
I like
guns.
It.
All kinds of crazy. I mean, and the shit the guy does. Like, everything about this area now is super spooky. He's at this random ass, like, dive bar asking for this guy who he knows has murdered, like, six people. And he's asking around for him.
Really?
Have you seen it? I don't want to ruin anything else.
All right. What,
Sasquatch
it's
on
called
Netflix.
Sasquatch.
It's called Sasquatch on Netflix.
Chris,
it's so good.
Let me tell you. I don't know. Are you a Handmaid's Tale?
No, but we're going to start it. We're okay. Starting from the beginning.
Dude,
Handmaid's Tale.
That freaking show. Like, there's been.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, do it.
Handmaid's Tale is one of those shows that when you watch it, you are nervous.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't even know what to compare it to. It's kind of like watching Remember Breaking Bad when it was at its freaking
peak.
Crescendo?
Oh, it's that good.
It's that gnarly.
Okay. I'm going to start Handmaid's Tale.
It's really good.
Tonight.
It was a little too on the nose.
For the Trump era.
For the Trump era.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But now that's over, so I'll watch it and enjoy it.
I don't know. Now you can get, I mean, maybe it's a forecasting of 2022. Who knows?
I have not watched Mortal Kombat yet. We've talked about it. We talked about this last week. No need to talk about it anymore. Any other movies or TV shows that you're excited about? Nerd News, we kind of delve into this topic of TV and stuff because that's what we like.
Well, Bad Batch is out today. I don't know if
I'm in Bad Batch.
Do you know about what The Bad Batch is?
The Bad Batch is a animated cartoon for mature audiences.
It picks up where the Clone Wars left off.
And it's the first Star Wars animated series to show penises.
Really?
I thought... It's not. I've been watching something different. So it's not that one. The Bad Batch is what I've been getting tagged on a lot on Instagram because I look like one of the people from The Bad Batch. Who?
The nerdy one.
Obviously.
I think his name is Spectacles or something.
Testicles.
So anyway,
there's no penis in Bad Batch.
No, but that comes out today because
the penis?
The penis comes out today.
Oh, that show. The
that
whole
show, because it's May the 4th.
Which is?
Star Wars Day.
Now, how long? Because I don't remember May the 4th ever being Star Wars Day until a couple years ago.
I think it's only a couple years ago. It's right when, like,
Disneyland
meme culture started, really.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine you're the first, like, you're George Lucas, and somebody goes, May the 4th be with you, and you're like, God damn it. Could have had a whole thing
right
about that.
Blew it.
May the 4th be with you, 2021.
It just sounds like someone with a lisp.
May the 4th be with you.
Right?
Yeth. Yeth. Any other nerd news?
No. Do you have any of these fucking questions?
I've got some questions for you.
All right.
Next
week, I anticipate a lot of Kai Lenny sex swing questions.
Yeah, you'll get them. I'm going to call Kai myself. I'm going to tell him to call you. Tell you some shit about swinging. Okay, here we go. We've got a classic California Mud Murder Motors. Would you rather? Here you go.
What?
Would you rather be in a Foo Fighters cover band with Gator on bass guitar?
Wow, specific.
Or double date with Gator and one of the women who have been sending him love letters for all these years?
In prison?
Women have been sending Gator love letters.
Wow.
Society is in a great place. I don't want to be in a band with Gator, nor do I want to be in a Foo Fighters cover band with Gator. So if I have to pick, I'm going to go on a double date with Gator and one of the women who've been sending him love letters, because that would be like a reality show.
That was so in the making. Oddly specific. Mud Motors.
That is Mud Motors is the best at these would you rathers. Okay. Right,
what's another one?
What are you picking?
I'm not involved in that one. You read it.
Okay. Hanalei has a would you rather for us as well.
Oh, wow. Is this a theme?
Yes.
Okay.
Two questions from Hanalei because we missed last week. Okay. Right. Which sport has the hardest tricks to remember when you're announcing? Skateboarding.
For me? Well, hardest tricks to remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, skating.
Street skateboarding.
Street skateboarding is just as hard. You have to really pay attention. It's kind of like counting rotations in snowboarding.
Yeah, I feel
it's
like
very specific.
And do you think rotations are so? Let's take a skate trick that you would see in a street league or do tour. Switch. Let's say switch 270 blunt slide.
See, that's not hard for me, but it's like when you start the whole thing. Starts when, like, if you don't know what
their stance
footed the skater is,
yeah,
and then I don't know. I think
a lot of the flips are so similar too.
Like hard flips are, you know, I feel like I'm more comfortable calling that than I would be if I just jumped into that. It wouldn't take as much visual like concentration than snowboarding.
I think when you're saying like 1440, 1080, switch 1080, you know, so you have switch, then you have the rotation, then you have a grab, mm-hmm. and then you have, you know, the landing.
And if you get all that in, you're already late on the next jump.
Yeah. And I think it's the one thing about skateboarding events where they're doing super hard tricks is a lot of times you have time, and I've seen this at Street League, even with like Jeff Rally, Andrew Cannon, and the best in the business. They take sometimes it'll take them a minute. Hard flip, switch, front board, shove it at whatever it is. Right. A lot of times you kind of watch the replay, gives you a minute. So
bowl is the easiest.
Yeah, bowl. That's bowl. I mean, there are invert variations that can trip you up a little bit sometimes. Would you? And this is also from Hanalei.
Okay.
Would you rather skate in a Wookiee fursuit or a Slave Leia bikini?
Ooh, I actually did a skate contest.
In a Slave Leia bikini.
I dressed as Princess Leia, though.
You did?
Yeah, a Halloween jam in Boulder.
Nice.
Yeah.
In the bikini?
No, it was just for the white costume.
Oh, I would love to skate in the Wookiee outfit like Steve Caballero.
Dude, that of all time, I think that's my favorite. And if you, I hope everyone has seen that when Cab did the sickest frontside invert in a, he said he couldn't see.
I mean, perfect.
Yeah.
And that was a great commercial. Look it up. This is from Adam Etzart. Adam Etzart, your hat and special gift on the way in the mail today. We have hats for sale.
He's the official artist of the Monday Mass.
Monday Mass question. What is your most prized possession that is Star Wars? Mm. What is your most prized Star Wars possession?
Wow.
Wow.
My most prized Star Wars possession.
Yes.
I have two.
Okay.
I have a Darth Vader figure signed by Hayden Christensen.
Okay.
Played Anakin.
Anakin.
Turned into Darth Vader.
Yeah. What? Spoiler alert. Jesus Christ. Don't give away shit like that.
And then I have an original 1982 Empire Strikes Back 12-inch IG-88, the robot, you know, the guy with the coffee maker on his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one of those.
Okay. And tell us about the shirt you're wearing today.
Condition. Oh, and this is a original iron-on from the 80s.
Oh, wow. It's still in great shape.
I don't really wash this one. You have to hand wash it. Because every time you wash this, little bits of money fall off.
Pretty soon it'll just say star.
It's a star. But anyway.
You look great today.
This is an OG iron-on. There's a places on the internet. You can find everything on the internet.
How much did that shirt cost?
I'm not.
Be honest. Come on. Be honest.
I'm not telling.
Okay. If I guess.
It's not the shirt. It's this.
Okay.
It's the iron-on.
That iron-on was.
How much do you think?
$250.
No, less than that.
Okay. $100.
little bit less.
Like 90.
Yeah.
Okay. A $90 Star Wars iron-on, worth every penny.
It's fucking rad.
Think if you wore it, okay, if you worn this shirt 20 times, that's $5 a time. You know, it's like
the,
renting it. It's
the
great.
The crazy thing is like, do you remember back in the day?
Yes,
like
I remember back in the day.
Where you would go and get like an iron-on shirt at like, it was such a Cape Cod thing for me. Like
yeah.
When I would go to my grandma's house in Hyannis, there was like a store that was like a penny candy store. And in the back of the store, you would get the iron-on thing and they would press the shirt and give it to you.
Yeah.
And it'd be all hot and you'd smell it and it would just smell like that burned latex or whatever. Mm. It was just cool. Latex. I don't know. I freaking love that.
Yeah. That's a lost art. Do you ever do the spin art shirts?
No.
Those were cool. I got a shout out.
Did you ever do
Jake.
The devil sticks.
Devil's lettuce. Daily skate video. So when I was in Salt Lake City, I got an invitation from Jake at Daily Skate Video to come check out his video archive, 1,700 skate videos.
Oh, shit.
A whole, like, imagine from that wall all the way to that wall.
Dude,
every 411, every Thrasher,
I've been
everything.
Trying to track
Thrasher,
down. Do you remember Chris Robeson? Died in a, he was OG skater, upland skater.
That was the singer of the Black Crows.
Not Chris Robinson. Chris Robeson was like an OG upland guy, like good, super good pool vert dog back in the day.
Yep.
He started to make snowboard videos in like the late 90s.
Okay.
Or early 90s. And I've been trying to track down his snowboard video collection of the videos that he made.
He's probably got them.
I bet. But that's really cool.
Show a couple things over here.
All right. This is the show and tell part of the podcast where we show you what we've been up to
we've
and what
got
you can have.
Tons of hats for sale. I just grabbed these. We've got a bunch of colors. In a couple weeks, maybe next week, maybe the week after, we're going to drop our limited edition corduroy hat collection.
Okay.
Three colors.
I didn't realize we had a limited edition hat collection coming.
DM us if you want to buy a hat. They're going to be... Prices may vary depending on...
Slip into our DMs.
And I want to thank Drew Tunes for sending these awesome... postcards from the edge. These are hand-drawn,
let me see.
Cool print prints of these awesome postcards.
Oh, that's rad.
And I feel...
Oh, he sent you all these.
Yeah, I feel... makes me feel warm and fuzzy that Drew Tunes thought of me like that.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, well...
That was a great episode.
That's a great episode. Next week, we are heading to the Dew Tour, but we will do a show on Monday.
Yep.
And it will be the... what do you call it?
May the 11th be with you. Or something. Todd, may the 4th be with you.
Tomorrow's
Cinco de Mayo.
Revenge of the 5th. Oh, it also is Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Big week.
Me gusta margaritas.
Big week.
All right. We'll see you next time. Happy birthday, Jordan. It's Jordan Mead's birthday. So, yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Sweet prince.